Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Today, we're going to let the kids do the preaching. Yes, please be seated. I want some folks to please help me out here. Let's put about 20 chairs, 10 on this side, 10 on this side, to get the kids in place. Give us a few minutes. You know, we are just kids. Okay, we are just kids. So help me out, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. 10 on this side, 10 on that side. Maybe one of these days we'll just... And musicians, please help me make sure we have enough mics, please. Enough mics. Thank you, Mr. Akemi. You're always helping us. Thank you. I mean, this is amazing. I appreciate you so much. He's right there. I mean, he has his own place of fellowship, but we ask for help. He stands up. That's amazing. That's example. That's a beautiful example. Thank you. 10, yeah. Yeah, you could do 5, 5, but 10 on this side, 10 on that side. I think, yeah, just don't push it all the way to the front too much so we have little kids. I don't want them falling. You know, they get excited like me. Yeah, just 10 on this side, 10 on that side. Muchas gracias. Can we move this also? Take it out of here. Let's put the little one, that little one over there. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We have a little one that would accommodate our kids. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah, I see that little one there. Thank you. This is the final presentation for 2025. These kids have been lying a whole lot, but we just have to abbreviate to accommodate for time constraints so we don't keep you here for a long, long time. If they have to share with us a lot of the stuff they have been learning, that even I have been learning from them. Amen? I said that I have been learning from them. You didn't get it. Praise the Lord. Jesus said we have to be like little kids to be in the kingdom. I want to remain a little kid to be in the kingdom. Some of us who think we know it so much. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask if my sister Joelle-Anne, could you come on the keyboard, please? Yes, 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 yes. We're trying to get a team of young musicians going by the grace of God. Just hold on. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to ask if Sister Chioma Arinze will lead us in this opening prayer as we start this session this morning. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In Jesus' name. Faithful God, we give you praise. We worship you this morning. We thank you because you are here. Thank you for these little children. Because, Lord, you said theirs is the kingdom of God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because, oh Lord, you're here to bless us through these kids and to bless them. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your hand upon their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because, oh Lord, you teach them. And great is their peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because this seed of ours are blessed by the Lord. Thank you because, oh Lord, you will deliver them from every evil plan of the enemy. Thank you because, oh Lord, There will be no enchantment, no divination of the evil one to kill, to steal, and to destroy their destiny. They will not come near them in the name of Jesus. Any weapon of the enemy fashioned against them, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, we thank you. We worship you. As they come here to share with us what they've learned so far, Lord Jesus, bless us through them, O Lord. Bless them too, O Lord. And we use them as a point of contact for all our other children, the grown ones, Lord. Father, Lord, if there be anyone that have been distracted, ones that derailed, confused, Lord, Father, Lord Jesus, you make them come back again to their own borders in the name of Jesus. Bless your people. Bless your children. Let the wickedness of the wicked against our children come to naught in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray again, O Lord, for the spirit of sound mind. Hallelujah. The devil is after our children, after their mind, after their peace. We come against every strange imaginations, every thoughts that's usurping, that's railing his ugly head, O Lord, against our children, O Lord. We cast them down right now in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way. And let your name be forever glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Everybody said, and everybody said, oh, come on. And everybody said, what does that mean? So let it be. As it is spoken in God's ears, so let it be executed by the angels that excel in power and authority. And everybody said, the words that we speak, their spirit and their life, they will execute what we say should execute. If you don't believe it, it's your choice. But I believe it. So that's why we've got to be careful what we say. Hallelujah. I'm going to introduce to you a young man. The first processional hymn, our professional song, is composed by a young man at a very young age. Please help me welcome Mr. Ronald Olakunu. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Yes, yes, yes. Give him a hand clap. Give him a hand clap. Yeah, come on, buddy. Let me pull this chair back so you... Hallelujah. Tell me right now. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. At what age did you compose or the Holy Spirit gave you this song?
Three.
Praise ye the Lord. And I have working the last 2-3 days, honestly, I'm not lying to you, singing the song that he taught us. What's the title of the song?
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Can I give you the mic? Are you going to lead us? All right. Please give him a hand clap, Mr. Ronel Olakunu. Yeah, take the mic. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just don't worry. We have so many choir mistresses in the house. She's one of them. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Give Mr. Ronel Olakono another hand clap. Amen, 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 amen. I was just giving the mic. We have several people who are members of the Sunday school team. I have Sister Grace herself, or Carl Lacono. Praise the Lord. Auntie Lorraine, thank you so much. You know, it takes a village to raise the kids. It really does take a village to raise the kids. Praise the Lord. Also, the one and only bilingual, trilingual in our midst, Sister Tina Umez. Praise ye the Lord. I'm so honored and really honored to be in company of these ladies. Some of them just say, you just go talk. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Our first song as we get off. First, we have been a short intro. We have been, over the last year plus, we have been talking about a topic that I personally believe is the most important topic after a Christian, after anybody gives their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, is being in God's will. It's the most important topic, being in God's will. So the topic of our discussion is part 3 today, doing God's will in your life, part 3. Praise the Lord. Because at an early age, if these kids know what it is to pursue excellence in God's will for them, they got it made. Amen? Do you agree with me? Some of the stuff God is allowing us to put across now, honestly, I wish I knew it when I was younger. But I thank God. To God be the glory. The first song they're going to sing for us is another praise, another prayer. But let me introduce everybody to us here. Right on my left, your right, I have Mr. Tochi, right?
Yes.
How old are you?
10.
Hello, I'm Nanya. I'm 10 years old.
I'm Christiania, and I'm 9 years old.
I'm Desire, and I'm 5 years old.
I'm Ruby, and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Ruth, and I'm 9 years old.
I'm Chidi, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm Kiyama, and I'm 8 years old.
And on the keyboard, I have Sister
Joel, and I'm 14 years old.
My name is Dan, and I'm 11 years old.
My name is Nathan, and I'm 9 years old.
My name is Precious, and I'm 14 years old.
My name is Ikena, and I'm 12 years old. My name is Joseph, and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Nathaniel, and I'm 8 years old.
My name is Royal, and I'm 8 years old.
The first song they're going to sing for us is a promise they're making and a prayer also. Praise the Lord. I love you. Time I sing this song, it brings tears to my eyes because it's a promise you make, a promise we make as believers to follow the light. And Jesus is that light. Where is that? Where do we get that? Where do we get that scripture song from? What scripture tells us that? Any of you kids? Any of you kids know where that scripture song is found or where that song was called from? Yes, Noe. Pick up the mic. Where's that song? I'll read it.
John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Yes, on that scripture. Anybody remember that? Oh, you have the light. And while we have the light, let's follow the light. Praise ye the Lord. John 8, verse 12. All right. Now, I ask these kids questions, and they respond to it based on what they have learned. The first question goes to, if I call somebody's name, please hand them the mic that's closest to them. Would you do that? This question goes to Ronell. Does God have a written and unique plan for each and every one of us? Whether you are old, whether you are young, does God have a unique plan?
Yes.
Thank you, Ronell. Joseph, is Joseph there? What scripture
tells us that. It was one of our memory verses a long time ago.
Jeremiah 1:5.
Would you recite it?
Therefore, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Praise ye the Lord.
Come on, give him a hand clap. Please, if they answer the question, please give them a hand clap. It's encouragement. Amen? Does that mean, Joseph, that you're going to be a prophet? Huh?
No.
No. But there's something unique that you're going to have to accomplish in God's kingdom. And you're working towards it. Yes or yes?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
The next question. We established 8 ways at this level. We don't go into a lot of quantum physics when we don't know ABC yet. We listed 8 ways in which you know that you're in God's will. I'm going to ask some of you, what are those ways we listed to know that you are in God's will? All right. Let me start off with asking, is Sister Precious in the house? Sister Precious, yes. Please hand her the mic. Thank you. List some of those ways.
The first way I have is faith. Faith is when you have faith in God. And the scripture is Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarded. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Give her a clap. Is Ikena in the house? Iken, are you there? You hear? All right. Can you give me another word? You know, you in God's will.
Living a life of holiness.
Say that again so they can hear you back there.
Living a life of holiness.
Living a life of holiness. Who knows where that scripture is from? That we all have to live a life of holiness. Anybody? Yes, yes. Open the scripture. Daniel, are you there? You say you know the scripture? Okay. Read it.
Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give him a hand clap. Thank you, Daniel. Christina, can you give me one way to know you're in God's will? One way. You remember? Yes? Give her the mic. You have a mic close by there? Go ahead.
Always pray even when pray all the time even when no one's
there. Thank you, my dear. You say pray every time and give thanks. You know, it's sometimes challenging to come in front of people. Do you know that? Seriously. So, give a hand clap, please. Yes, 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 yes. Give a hand clap. Proud of you. All right. How about Royal? You know, one way. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Having intimacy with God.
Praise the Lord, having intimacy with God. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Royal. Ruth.
Kingdom service.
Hey, explain.
Kingdom service means doing things in God's kingdom.
Doing stuff in God's kingdom. Give a hand clap. Let me ask you, Ruth. Do you have to get paid when you do stuff?
No.
Because you don't have to get paid. You do it as unto the Lord. But if the group organizer is trying to pay you, hey, so be it. But you shouldn't make it a reason why you do God's business. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got to teach them these things at a very early age. So it's not all about dollars. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did I miss somebody? Any other one? You do? All right. Kayama. Give Kayama the mic.
That is God's kingdom.
Say that again. Establishing. What do you mean by establishing God's kingdom?
Thanksgiving.
What?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Is it only when things are good you give thanks?
Say thank you and thanksgiving.
You have to say thank you. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. All right. This is basically a review. Like I said, we have been going through this over the last 1 year. We repeat it so that wherever these kids are at, they will know whether mom or dad is not there, whatever. They'll remember that they are servants of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Did we miss somebody? Did we miss one? Mr. Tochi, are you there? Where's Tochi? Oh, on the other side. All right. Which one are you going to tell us? Tochi?
Oh, Mike? Oh, sorry.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, Thy come, kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Praise the Lord. All right. Did I miss anybody? All right, let's go ahead. What common thread is woven into this question of being in God's will? There's something you have to do intentionally when you are trying to execute God's kingdom, whether it's witnessing and soul winning, whether it's giving thanks, whether it's kingdom service. What common thread links all this together? This question goes to Royal. Do you have a mic there? Go ahead.
You have to do it in love.
You have to do it what?
Do it in love.
You have to do it in love. Give him a hand clap. Praise the Lord. So even when mommy says, "Run, Royal, you didn't do this thing right," you go wash the dish again. You still have to do it in I obey my mom in love, right? Is that right? Is that right? He's giving mommy a royal look. Huh? He's giving mommy a royal look. Praise you, the Lord. I love this young man. Praise you, the Lord. All right. Is that true desire? That whatever you do, you have to do it in love. Is that true?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So if your mommy spanks you for being naughty, you have to thank you, mommy. Huh? Say thank you, mommy. Huh? Praise the Lord. Now, this next question goes to Daniel. Daniel, why is it very important that we do what we do? Why?
We have to do every action. We have to do every action in love, because if we don't do it in love, Jesus sees it as a waste.
Say it again. I didn't hear the word.
Every action we do, we have to do it in love. If you don't do it in love, Jesus sees it as a waste, or it's not worth it.
Jesus sees it as a waste of time. Do you get a reward for it? Do you get a reward for what you do if you don't do it in love? Yes, Nathan. Huh? Do you get a reward?
No.
No. May God have mercy on us, especially me. Amen. I'm looking at the mirror. Amen. Especially me. Everything we do. What does it profit? If you do it and you stand in God's kingdom and you say, wash. It's all a wash. Didn't count. Praise ye the Lord. Kiyama, there's a scripture in the Bible that emphasizes so much about love. Love, love. There's almost a whole chapter devoted to it. Do you remember the scripture? You do. Awesome. Could you give her the mic, please? Tell us where that scripture is.
Chapter 13.
Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Kelma. Now, Nathaniel, can we love God and not keep his commandments? Can we love God and not keep his commandments? Huh? If you say you love God and you don't keep his commandments, can you do that?
No.
No! So you love God, you keep his commandments. Tell me what. I'm going to ask one of you to tell me where the scripture that establishes that is. What scripture tells us? Yes, Tochi, you know it? Okay, give him the mic. Yeah, close mic, you know, close by there. Tochi? Huh? Oh, you can't reach? Okay, let me give him this one.
John chapter 14, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tochi. Now, next question. Before we go to that, Ronell, do you remember a memory verse that Auntie Grace taught us? Is Ronell there? Do you remember the memory verse? You do? Okay, tell us about that memory verse that tells us.
Luke chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatever has been spoken in the darkness shall be heard in the light. And whatever has been spoken in the ears of the closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Luke chapter 12, verse 2 and 3.
Thank you. So in this kingdom business, whether mommy or daddy sees you, Apostle X sees you or doesn't see you, what you do in the secret, it's already known. And time will reveal it. Praise the Lord. May God help each and every one of us. You know, I could come over here and be jumping up and down. He said, Pastor Peter, yeah. Lord. Everything been surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. They see. The angels see. The Lord sees. And the hosts of heaven, visible and invisible, they see. Let us be true to our call. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to ask if Sister Ruth, I want you on the keyboard. Our next hymn. Sister Ruth will be on the keyboard. Please give Sister Ruth a welcome. Please. Rios Humes. And on the ukulele, we have Sister Joellen Alakunu. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Could you please put that hymn up for me, please? Say it pays. There's a reward for everything we do. It pays to serve Jesus. We speak from our hearts. Hallelujah. Will you kids stand up? The hymn is projected, so it's not a memory verse hymn. Mm-hmm. It's a hymn. And please, if parents want to join us, it's cool. It's an old-time hymn. So if you want to join us with that song, that's great. Kind of spread the mic around. So we need to do something like that for my kids. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Lord. Yes, please give Sister Ruth a hand clap. She has been working so hard. All right. Thank you, Sister Ruth. Thank you very much. Now, we said that we have to exhibit love in what we do. There's a song we learned about that. What's the title of that song? You remember it? You want to tell us the title? What's the title of that song?
This Is My Rest Forever.
Oh, that's the song she likes the best. I'm telling you. I love this girl. She can sing that song from... But the one we're talking about, God is love. God is love. God is love. Do all you remember that song? Where do we find that song? Where do we find that song? God is love. Who knows it? Real quick. Come on, kids. God is love. You need me to give you a clue? God is love. Yes, yes, Sister Noye. Where is that?
1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, could you stand up and sing that song for us? Thank you, thank you. All of you, get up, kids. Thank you. Now, we have been talking about doing God's will. This question goes to Joel. Psalm 105, verse 17 through 25. Refers to someone who did his best to keep God's commandment. Could you read that scripture to us and tell us who this is? No, just read the scripture and then give you a brief summary. You have a mic there? Okay.
Psalm 105, verse 17 to 25. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet he hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him a lord of his house and a ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and to teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of him. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemy. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. When the Bible said that God tried him, it meant that God tested him in different various ways, like when his brother sold him, or when he was put in jail for something that he didn't do. So God tested him in different ways to see if he would still trust
him. When he was going through those trials, did he know that he was being tested? Praise the Lord. Yes or no? Huh?
No.
Now, Chidi, what's the name of this guy we just read about? Where's Chidi? Is Chidi there? Okay, give him the mic. What's the name of this guy that we just read about? Thank you very much. Want to see if he was paying attention. All right. Ruby, is there anything you want to add to that? The story we just read. The question I have for you is this. Let me ask Ronell this question. Or Nathan, let me ask Nathan this question. What was God's written will concerning Joseph? What was God's written will where he was headed? What was God's written will concerning Joseph? Yes, Nathan.
It was for Joseph to become prime minister.
To become what?
Prime minister.
Only second in command to the Pharaoh, right? All right. Thank you. Give him a hand clap. Now, if the next question I'm going to ask should go to Ronell. What would have come about Joseph's destiny? Or what would have happened? What position would he have if he had failed and was messing around with Potiphar's wife? Where best could he have been?
A senior houseboy.
Did you say that again? They didn't hear you. A what?
Senior houseboy.
Who would want to be a prime minister or a senior houseboy? Because he failed. If he failed, but praise God, none of us are going to fail him. None of us are going to fail him to end up. Now, the next critical question I want to ask, sister, who should I ask this question? Sister Ruby, could God's will for anybody's life, what God has written about you, about me, could it be truncated? Could it be aborted? Yes. If we fail to do God's will, God's command, God's pre-written will for us, could it be aborted, truncated?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're very sure. What scripture tells you that?
Revelation.
Read it out if you have it.
Revelation 3:11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
Wow. Please read it again. Please read it again.
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
So it's possible a crown that was reserved for somebody could go to somebody else. That will not be my portion. That will not be your portion. Because you walk in the light. Praise ye the Lord. We have been talking about God's will. It's important that the kids see examples of how to know
God's will. We went through about 6 examples. And this is not an exhaustive list, and it will never be an exhaustive list, because the way God would call X, it's not the way you don't call Y. But for the sake of our beginners, we looked at 6 individuals. And I'm going to paraphrase each one of them. And I'm going to ask some questions concerning them. My first question, all of them went, saw this, read through this or have a conversation video or whatever with their parents. My first question goes to Noe. I'm going to describe this person, and I want you to tell me who he is, okay? And tell me what scripture emphasizes this. There's a couple, a lady married. She had no kids. Barren. And she was praying, Lord, please. Please, another baby. And God answered her prayer of a long shot. And she gave birth to the baby and turned around when the kid was weaned, gave him back to the Lord. And this question goes to Noye. This kid was serving, and he started hearing a voice calling on him, calling his name. And then he ran to his master. Say, Master, you're calling me. Could you tell me who? Noye, that question's for you. Answer that question and fill in these spaces. Huh? Your mic? Oh, can I reach? Okay. Did you hear the question very well? Okay, let me give her my mic.
It was Samuel, and the scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 3, but the story is a little bit long, so I'm going to read from verse 4 to verse 10. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou calledest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and laid down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth.
Okay. So we see in that case, it took a senior citizen, so to speak, who was more experienced in knowing that, that must be God calling, trying to get your attention. So it might take somebody else to help you interpret a situation. Say, okay, do it this way, do it that way. That's one. The next person we're going to talk, we talked about, told the chin about, was a gentleman. This guy, this question, by the way, goes to Joseph. There was this guy, he knew the Bible in those days, the Torah, the Old Testament. He knew it was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He thought he was doing God's will. So when everything came about Christianity, boy, did he get uncle. Say, you guys, you don't understand. You got to follow Moses. Rah, 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 rah. To the intent that he went after Christians, terrorized them and take them and tear them down. Who is this guy? Joseph.
Saul, also known as Paul,
Say that again.
Saul, also known as Paul.
Saul, who was also known as Paul. Praise the Lord. Notice what he said. He said, Saul, who was also known as Paul. I thought it was the fact that Saul, whose name was changed to Paul. What scripture tells you that his name is Saul, who is also known as Paul? Because a lot of us make that mistake and think his name was changed to Paul. But that's not what the scripture says. What scripture tells us that?
Acts 13:9.
Could you read it to us?
Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Give him a hand clap, please. Please give him a hand clap. In this case, what we found out was on the road to Damascus, thinking he's doing God's will, what happened? A big light appeared to him and he got what? Blind. Amen? We're just paraphrasing this so that because brevity of time. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The next person we talked about was a man. I'm going to describe him, and this question goes to Ezekiel in the house. Ezekiel in the house? Where is he? Oh, there you are. There was this man, young man, howbeit. God called him a man of valor. And the guy said, me? A man of valor? Here, I'm a wimp. I'm a wimp. Who was this guy? Who?
Gideon.
Gideon. Where is this story found? And what country was terrorizing them?
The Midianites.
The Midianites. Bless your heart. Give my hand clap. Please clap for them. Amen. So in this guy's story, he said, Lord, God called him a man of valor. In many cases, we think that we're not up to the task when God calls you. Amen? But it is God's business. He will supply and give the capacity to do what he wants you to do. Praise ye the Lord. Gideon did what we call some fleece. If it's you, God, let dew fall here, let rain not fall here. Do you remember the story, all of you kids? Huh? Do all you remember the story? For brevity of time, we will not go through that story because all our senior citizens here, they know so much biology and so much Bible. They have to come and teach us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the next person in this case, this gentleman wasn't so sure that he had the capacity to do what he did. Say, Lord, well, if it's you, I'm going to put this rag down here. Let rain fall. Then he said, okay, all right, I see that happened. If it's you again, just be at me. Don't be mad at me, oh. Don't be mad at me. Let the rain fall on just this piece of cloth. Bodies again. Praise the Lord. So sometimes you may throw a fleece. You may throw, hey Lord, if you are the one telling me to do it, show me this sign. Show me this sign. Okay? That's what we're about. So we're seeing different methods that God could use all us to do his will. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be a doctor or shouldn't be a lawyer or a pharmacist or any of that stuff. You could be whatever. But you better know that you know what God's will for which you will receive trophy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The next person we looked at was another gentleman. And this question goes to Sister Ruth. Is Sister Ruth in the house? There was this guy. He didn't know anything too much yet. But let me tell you the story. Let's paraphrase the story. Before he was born, mother was cold. Say, this belly that you have a baby, she didn't have a baby. Say, hey, this child that you have in your stomach, you should do this, 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 and this. Because that child is very special. He begins to deliver Israel. He will be a man of a lot of power, energy. What was this guy's name?
Samson.
And, okay, you were quick. Where's the story found?
Judges chapter 13.
Judges chapter
13.
Good job. Do you remember some of the do's and don'ts that the angel told his mother? Say, hey, make sure that boy doesn't do this, doesn't do this, doesn't do this. Do you remember some of them? Tell me.
To not cut his hair, to not eat unclean animals, and to not drink wine.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give a hand clap. So it's possible that the word of God may come to you as a parent concerning a baby you have in your womb who comes. So the mother has to know. They say, hey, God told me before you are born, don't do this. Don't make nyafu nyafu with anybody. Okay? He could say, hey, be careful. Don't hang out with this kind of people, with this kind of people. So God could give that instruction. In this case, what do we learn? That the Lord could reveal his will for you as a kid growing up, what God has a plan for you. Can somebody say amen? And you better take it. If you don't take it, it'll be a different story. Praise the Lord. This next question goes to Ruby. There's this young, almost similar, but not exactly. There was a law in the land. Say, hey, you know, all these Jews, they're just getting too many. All the babies, just kill them off. Kill them off. And this mom said, I can't kill my baby. My baby is very special. You can't kill my baby. What are you talking about? And the mother said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill my baby. He went, put him in a basket, put him by the river where he knew Pharaoh's daughters and wife come to hang out and chill. Who was this person?
Moses.
Okay. Did he take the bait and run right away? Did he give any excuses that he can't do it?
He said that he was a stutterer and he didn't have clear speech.
He gave an excuse. Praise ye the Lord. So yes, that was Moses. Finally, this question goes to Joel Ann. Right now? Okay. This question goes to Joel Ann. This couple, to again marry, get ready to get married. And then the husband suddenly found out, whoa! My wife cheated on me. Oh, God have mercy. She got pregnant. And she was ready to say, But he was such a loving human being. Didn't want to disgrace her openly. He said, so he wanted to put her away quietly so as not to make an open shame. Who was this person?
Joseph.
Huh?
Joseph.
This person?
Joseph.
Listen to this. Listen carefully. The husband of this woman was ready to put him away. And then the angel appeared and said, oh, don't do that. The husband's name was what?
Joseph.
And who was this baby?
Jesus.
Jesus. What was his mission? What was he born to do?
He was born to save the people from their sin.
He was what?
Born to save the people from their sin. And pray. The scripture is Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sin.
Praise ye the Lord. And so we celebrate in this season what we call Christmas. He was born to die to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Now, that concludes this session. But before we go away, there's a song that these kids want to present to us. That they have come to do God's will. Praise the Lord. That they have come, they will do God's will by the grace of God. Sorry, some of them have to go get their water bill. So those of us that are here, we're enough to form a quorum. All right? What's the title of this song we're going to sing? You know the title? Hallelujah, hallelujah. They're promising to do God's will. And may the grace of the Lord help them accomplish it. As you parents collaborate with the Holy Spirit to bring them up in the nurture of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the time the kids have been working so hard.
4. And see these trophies? We have three classes of kids here. You notice we ask at different levels, different questions. First and foremost, every month there is an award to keep them on their toes, to keep them going. Where is that envelope for the December? No. For the December, Auntie Grace, I never know who wins. Auntie Grace, where are you? Where are the first envelopes? Is it there? Oh, you got it? Okay. Okay.
All right. We have so many trophies here. For this month of December, they established for themselves a good way that to keep them on their toes. First, this is an award to the most personal award from the Sunday school team to the most hard working. He worked so hard to get on this team. And this goes to Ruth Umer. Congratulations. God bless you.
She really, really
worked hard. I mean, she really worked hard. God bless you. Now, for the month of first position, she wasn't here and she didn't know it. But we gave it out last week in class. The first position goes to round drum roll, please, for Sister Nanye. For the month of December, we have three trophies of three motivational stuff. It has the third position for the month of December goes to Daniel. Congratulations, buddy. This young man, though he's joined us online from his organized church and stuff, but he worked so hard. And sincerely, I mean, if you leave it to that young man, all the kids have blown away. Am I right? Now the second place goes to the one and lonely Sister Precious Uma. Congratulations, my dear. And for the month of December, the first position goes to Sister Joella Loakono. Congratulations, sweetie. I never know these things, but everything is put into account and everything, okay? Now, the kids have been walking. They said... You're going to laugh about this one. The kid said, Pastor Peter, you're not going to give us another plastic trophy. I'm serious. I said, I know the kid. The young lady who gets on my case, don't give us another plastic that's covered in. All right. First, I'm going to call the runner-ups first. These kids have worked so hard. Really, really hard. This is not plastic. This is the real deal. Huh? The runner-ups, huh? The runner-ups are, would you
call the name, and then you put the trophy on them, please.
The first one we have, Desire Umez. The second one we have, Fortune, by his lawyer. Fortune. The second one, the third one we have, Princel, and Salem. Oh, he's here. So the third one we have, Chiba. Chiba.
She got a gold medal, too. All right.
Can I get a hug?
Yeah.
Next, we have Royal. Ronel. No, we have Ronel. Ronel. The next one we have, Royal. Alino. Next one, we have Kioma. Next one, we have Nonia. Next one, we have Ikena. Next one, we have Joseph. Next one, we have Natalia. Next one, we have Ruth. Next one, we have Precious. Next one, we have Joel. Next one, we have Obina. For the next one, we have Nandi, he's not here too. Next one, we have Ruby. Next one, we have Nathan. Next one, we have Brian, he's not here. Next one, we have Abigail. She's not here. The next one, we have Michelle. She's not here. Next one, we have Chidi. Next one, we have Tochi. Next one, we have Daniel. For the next one, we have Angel. Next one, we have Miracle. Thank you, guys.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, praise Jesus. All right. Now, we have these trophies that go out to the kids. Like I said, they were complaining that they wanted. It had to be, there's no plastic. They had to make it real. So parents, by the auspices of a gentleman I'm going to name here, we had to go get something solid. Emmanuel had to melt his gold bullions for us to make this. Ogbeshi, thank you very much. He had so much gold bullions, we had to melt it. Huh? Oh. Sorry.
Sorry for the last person. We have Christiana.
What do you call that one? Ladies, if I see you posing like this, or they do this. Which one is it? Praise the Lord. Now, like I said, these are medals. Ogbu, if you had to melt his gold bullion, a lot of it. On a serious note, these things are heavy. Thank you, Ogbu. We have three classes of students here. We have the pioneers. We have the junior and then the seniors. I'm going to start with the pioneers. For that, some of the parents may have to help them carry this thing. I'm serious. You are laughing at me. Doctor, all right. The third place position in the pioneer group of students is, drum roll, Nathaniel Akiemi. And that trophy, I don't know if you can carry it. You see? Yes. Is that junior? Third place. Which one? Wait. I have to read this and carry the weight of the gold properly. Okay. First place. Yeah. Junior. Thank you. Can you carry? Where is Daddy here? Daddy, you better come and help him carry this. Oh, this is melt. Can you carry it? It's really heavy. You say you can carry it. All right. Thank you. I never know this thing. Because the criteria. The second place position in the pioneer group is, oh my goodness, Desire! The second place, all right. Can you carry it? You can carry it. You don't need Daddy to come and carry it for you. All right. Good job. All right. And the first place goes to Ronald Alakonu. I think he will need his daddy to come and carry this one. I think he will need it. Ronald, can you carry this without dropping? It's heavy. Huh? Turn it around so you can take a picture. Awesome. All right. Congratulations, buddy. The newest composer on the block. Give him a hand clap. All right. In the junior category, the third place position is Brian. Brian. He's not here. I don't know whether he went to, but that's the third place position. Second place position, junior among the junior seniors,
goes to, drum roll, Nathan! And the first place goes to, drum roll, Ruth Umar. Now that one we need a lot of energy. Even the mommy can't carry it. Can you carry it? Okay, good. All right. Among the senior students, the third place position goes to Joseph Akiemi. Yes. Can you carry? All right. The second place position goes to Naye. And the first place position goes to, let me read this thing, Precious Ruiz. You see, all these kids work so hard, that's why they all deserve a medal. A gold medal. Not just plastic, huh? Mama. Not just plastic. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good. There's a final song we're gonna sing. The final song they're gonna sing. Excuse me if we run a little late, you know. And while we sing this song, if you have an offering to give towards this work, please feel free. The baskets are over here. As they sing this song, it's a prayer through. It's a prayer for all of us and myself particularly. And at the conclusion of this song, we're going to pray for these kids. As parents, we're going to pray for them. Is that okay? Is that okay? Is that okay? Say yes if you say it's okay. We shouldn't rush off without praying for them. Praise ye the Lord. If you have an offering, okay, you can put your trophies down behind on the ground, behind this, under the seat so it doesn't drop off. Just put it under the seat, slide it under the seat. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Slide it under your seat. So nobody falls on it, and you don't fall on it either. Slide it under your seat. Thank you, Papa. Slide it under your seat and your certificates of participation and all your gold medals. Okay? Yeah. If you do have an offering as you sing this song, it's a prayer also. Praise the Lord. Our sister Noye will be on the keyboard. In this life, they're going to go through stuff. And they got to be true to their calling too. And we all have to be true to our calling. So give us the call and all your kids stand up. Put your trophies and your papers. I said put it under your chair. Slide it under your chair. Okay, put your trophy under your chair too so you don't fall.
Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to, in case you're going to put your trophies down still, okay? I'm going to ask all of you to come up here in a few minutes. Before I do that, so put your trophies down. Yeah, Mama, no, Sheba. Okay, come, Sheba. Come here, Mama. All right? We're going to pray. My sister will be traveling tomorrow. She's asked for prayers. Sister Chioma, could you come up here, please? Hallelujah. Would the church please stand up? She has asked that the church pray for her. She'll be going tomorrow, that the presence of the Lord will abide with her. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank and exalt your name. We give you glory, honor, majesty. Thou King of kings, our creator, in whom we all have to deal. Father, your daughter has come before your presence to say, Lord, I need you to keep me through as I go. Not just keep me through, keep me true in the name of Jesus. As she has asked, so let it be. You that you have seen others to Nigeria and back, sustain them despite the challenges within the society, the kidnapping, what have you, everything from A to Z, you are more than able. You are more than able to keep her in your pavilion and under your canopy in the palm of your hands. So let it be. In the name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against you, imagine no altars where your name is called. The priests and the priestesses will be derobed in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost and fire cover her in the name of Jesus. Like the walls of Jerusalem, so let it be upon her in the name of Jesus. Open her ears, open her eyes. Only to go where she's supposed to go. Let the soothsayers, the peepers, not behold her in the name of Jesus. If an understanding heart to hear your voice saying hearing is the way, follow it and pursue it with all excellence. In the name of Jesus. Ah, if she has to misplace her shoe, her handbag, her keys for a moment, so let it be. In the name of Jesus. You will go and come back in safety and will rejoice in the Lord our God. Your husband is in safekeeping. The evil one will not come between you and your husband. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Keep her, Lord. Keep her, Lord. No mode of transportation you will board will disappear in your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Whether by foot, you will not hit your stone against the foot to intend that you fall. It will not happen because I have said so. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. To you be all the honor and glory, and when she comes back, you come and say, yes, as it was spoken, so it was executed by the angels that excel in strength and power. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you, sister. Now, kids, it's your turn. All of you, leave your Bible and your stuff over there. Hallelujah. All of you on your knees. All of you on your knees. Hallelujah. And I want you to concentrate on him. Concentrate on him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask my sister
to come lay hands on them and establish the word of God in their life as they grow. These words that has been established upon them that they have heard, they will not avoid in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Sister. I call her General. I call her General because she took over the role of her mother. I used to call her Assistant General before. Now, she's now the General. So I want you to pray for this kid. Okay?
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather here, to hear through your children you've given unto us. We thank you, Father, for these little ones. You said in your word that we should suffer not the little ones to come unto you. Father, we have brought them to you, and they are learning in the ways you want them to learn. Lord, we thank you because you said in your word that we should train up the child in the way they should grow, and when they grow, they shall not depart from it. Father, we are thanking you because we have set forth that seed, those seeds have been planted, and as they grow, they shall not depart from it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of discernment. Yes, they are young, but Father, we ask that you speak to them. You speak to them and you tell them in the way to go. Help them to be able to differentiate the friends that they need in their lives and the ones that they don't need. Lord, we thank you because the spoiler shall not spoil them. The wicked shall not find them. Father, we thank you because in their going out and their coming in, they are safe and secure. None of their steps shall slide. They shall not fall and they shall not falter. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because these ones are arrows and we have sent them forth into the world with purpose. That wherever they go, they shall influence, they shall impact. Father, we thank you because they are not just going into their schools and wherever they are as students. Because Father, we thank you because they are being deployed to wherever they are to influence positively in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Father, because that purpose you have set forth in them shall not be aborted. Their crowns shall not be taken from them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, because they shall go into the world and prosper. They shall be a city set on the hill and shall never be hidden in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Father, because these words that have been laid into them, they are not falling into on hard ground, on deaf ears. We thank you, Father, because when they sit down in the quiet, they hear these words. You minister to them and it impacts their life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we're committing the other little ones that are not able to be here with us. Wherever they are, we ask that you guide and protect them. We ask that you keep them safe and sound. You take them on their respective destinations and bring them back home safely in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for that because we shall not have any reason to sorrow over these ones you have given unto us. You have given us that opportunity to bring forth these ones. And Father, we shall continue to abide by the rules in which you have set for us to train up these ones towards their purpose in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because these shall be vessels unto honor, not unto dishonor. That wherever they go, they shall stand out. Father, I thank you because there is a city set on a hill and they shall never be hidden. We thank you, Father, because in their campuses or wherever they are in their schools, there shall be a written episode to be read by men in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We ask that you continue to give us the grace to speak to these ones. You continue to give us the grace to lead them in the way. You continue to give us the grace that our lives as parents will be an example for them to imbibe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your patience with us. Before we go, shall we share the grace together? I'm not missing any announcements. December 31st to the 1st, we're having our praise-a-thon into the new year. Am I correct? Please invite your friends, invite your neighbors, guests. Let's fill up the house and enter the new year. Pray. Amen? Amen? All right, let's stand up and share the grace together. Oh, by the way, pizza is served, and you get, because some of them I'm here for a while. If parents have to go, maybe just go with a box or whatever. I don't know.
Don't smile, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you and thank you for your patience. Really appreciate your patience. Huh? Alfred? Carry that thing. Don't carry it on your hand. Don't let it not break. Congratulations.